Sorry, we're talking about moolah.
I love money, moolah.
Cashola. Give here me at that KDWB. Green. I wonder why Weather Girl Jenny, how she got so rich all of a sudden that she's taken exotic trips to places that you and I can't even find on a map.
Well, that's a different issue altogether.
Like, okay, ready, find the North Pole. Ready, go. Oh, it's at the end. I know it's at the end. Which end of the globe is the end? Oh, Jenny, welcome back. Jenny is back. It's good to have you back.
Back.
All four of us back under the under one roof here at the Space Needle Studio again. Jenny is, well, I'm not going to do all the talking. You just went to Thailand.
I did.
I'm going to sit back and relax, have a cup of coffee, and enjoy your stories.
Okay, well, I would say highlights, we'll get to those first because those are boring. We got to get to the bad parts also. the highlights were, I've never been snorkeling before, and I went snorkeling in this little lagoon.
I saw your videos on Instagram. That was beautiful. Yeah.
We saw reef sharks, which I thought was so cool. I was just expecting to see some, like, basic fish. I saw some Nemos, you know,
like that.
And then I guess we went to coffee on top of a mountain of a Hmong village, which was super cool. Seeing all the temples, like in the history of Thailand, that was like very interesting.
Because I don't know. So a Hmong village. So some Hmong people come from Thailand. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So that was like a separate thing. Temples are more like obviously Buddhist, mm-hmm. like people okay. who praise Buddha and stuff like that. And I was like one of the main ones. It's like kind of a tourist trap, but it's just like this huge temple. There's this little scroll that you can sign on. And this Thai woman, I'm like looking at it, and she's like, you sign for Big Buddha. And I go, okay. I was like, I don't know if that's appropriate or not. Yeah. But she was like telling me I needed to sign.
If she told you, then it probably was, yeah.
I did that. And then you really can't go to Thailand without seeing elephants. So we did go to a sanctuary where we just kind of followed them around. That's it. You don't even get to get close. You don't get to touch them or anything like that. There's a lot of sanctuaries in Thailand that seem ethical, but when you really do some digging on the website, you'll find out that they are like chained up at night and stuff like that.
So, I was proud of Jenny because she did her research on that in advance. And I was like, she was telling me about it. And I was like, thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
Whereas a lot of American tourists would be like, okay, Jimmy, I'm going to boost you up on the elephant, get a ride, get a picture of you on the elephant's trunk.
Oh my gosh. There's so many promotional stuff around Thailand that are like elephant trekking, and there's a bunch of like American looking people sitting on top of an elephant. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I understand the advertising mm-hmm. and like the money that comes in from that, but that's not something that we were interested in doing. But now let's get to some of the not so great parts of the trip. So I get to MSP to leave, and lucky me, my period decides to show up, and I don't have a very regular cycle because of my birth control, and so I didn't really pack things that you need for that.
No.
And in Thailand, they don't really sell tampons in many places.
Oh my gosh.
So I was stressing out on the first day, and I had to ask these random British girls, and they said, go to a pharmacy, so I had to like track down a pharmacy on the first day. So that was not very fun.
Did not expect that, Drake, as a guy. That is not something that we experience on a vacation. It's like I thought it'd be something like, oh, my seat wasn't, you know, I didn't have a seat on the plane. No, didn't expect
that. That's the kind of crap that happens to women, though. You'll like plan for something forever. You don't even think it lines up. But because of the stress of the trip, it'll like push itself forward mm-hmm. a few days and just surprise. Yeah.
So that was fun. That was like the start of my trip. Then once we got to the island area, we rented these like motorbike scooter things. And the first day Andrew was driving, and then I got one the second day. And I felt comfortable because you drive on the left side of the road. So I'm like, we're leaving this national park area, and I'm kind of on my way. And then I look over, Andrew lost control of his and ran right into another park scooter and knocked it over. A piece of his scooter fell off.
Oh, no.
And I'm screaming because I thought he was hurt because it did not look good. All these Thai people come running over, and Andrew thought it was their bike. So he's like, I'm so sorry. Is it okay? And they're like, it's fine. It's fine. It wasn't any of their bikes. They were just making sure we were okay.
Oh, wait. So there was nobody on the scooter that he hit?
No.
Okay, I thought he hit up another dry rider. Okay, got it.
No, it was just parked. And
Andrew, come on.
For like 8 hours afterwards, he kept saying how, he's like, I just don't know what happened. I like slipped on something on the road. And I was like, I think he just hit the throttle and didn't realize what you were doing in the moment and didn't hit the brake.
Yeah.
But it reminded me of the time you, Fallon, went off on your scooter and hit the curb. It was very similar.
Fallon
to
had
that.
A scooter for about a minute, maybe 10-ish years ago. And she rode it. I think Tina got the wipeout on video. Yeah. And then it was never ridden by Fallon again.
No, I did ride it after that, but it didn't work for a while. And I also totaled in Italy a Vespa before I left the parking lot of the rental.
Seriously?
I ran into a pole and like totaled it before I even left and had to ride in a dummy car for the tour.
Well, luckily, nothing was damaged. There was no scratches. The piece that popped off of Andrew's, like, popped right back on. And it was, like, perfectly fine. I know. And honestly, the rental company we got it from seems like things like that probably happen often. And then we had one really, really awful day. I had ate some food the night before, and I woke up in the middle of the night, and I got sick. I was expecting that to happen because I have not a great stomach. So I was like, I'll try some Thai food here and there. I'm not going to eat it all the time. Mm-hmm. But I got really sick. I was up for like 3 hours. We got up that morning, and then we were like, our plans had changed because it was supposed to rain in the islands the whole time. We were supposed to head to the islands that day, and it was supposed to rain like pretty bad the next few days. And so we're like, let's just like change our trip. So we canceled our flights. We took a 3-hour bus ride to a city called Chiang Rai in like even further north in Thailand. And mainly to just see this big white temple. We got there. It was 4:30 p.m. It closed at 5, and it was a 25-minute drive away.
Entire
day was basically scrapped because we were trying to plan that morning what we should do. I didn't feel good. And then we got up there, and we didn't even get to do what we wanted to do. No. So that was a bummer.
And a 3-hour bus ride. And then a 3-hour bus ride back, too?
No. So we flew back, another thing that made me cry in the lobby that morning because I thought that we could just fly right from that airport down to the islands. No, for some reason, when I put in Google Flights, it was pulling up the Bangkok airports. It wasn't pulling up that specific one, so I didn't realize we had to connect in Bangkok. So that was frustrating. So that travel day the next day turned into like 6 hours of flying to Bangkok, then Bangkok to the islands, and then like an hour and a half bus ride to a ferry to a bus to where we were staying.
Wow.
So that day and a half, like, it was an amazing trip. Every trip has like its ups and downs. And that was definitely a downer for me because I am a planner and I didn't plan very well with that one. But there's only one other thing I'll say is Dave, actually something you've said before got me through the flight back home. About how you said turbulence can't knock you out of the sky. Mm-hmm. The flight back home was the worst flight ever.
Back home to the States?
Yes. Okay. So there was like, we had to do 6 hours to South Korea. And then it was about like, the way back was only about 11 and a half hours. The way there was like 13. So for the long flight, the 11 and a half hour flight, the first 3 hours was like almost pure turbulence. The flight attendants were asked to sit down and buckle up like 3 different times. We could barely get food service. Our flight there, we got 3 different meals. Our flight back, they barely got a second meal in.
Wow.
So by like the second meal, we were all like starving.
Yeah.
And I just sat there and I was like, Dave said, turbulence can't knock you out of the sky. It's fine. It's fine. But it was honestly kind of scary.
It doesn't change the fact that it's scary and it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of like turbulence, but when it's like, it affects the meal service, Jenny, that is a big problem. Yeah,
that's an issue.
Next time you're on a flight and there's really bad turbulence, remember the wings are meant to flex like 15 feet in both directions.
Yeah.
So they're not going to come off. The tail's not going to come off. You just won't get your sandwich.
Yeah.
That's
I know.
What it is. Well, good, Jen. I'm glad you had a good trip. It's all on Instagram, or is it online? Or where is it now?
I did a blog, so you can go to DaveRyanShow.com. There's like 20 pictures and a bunch of stuff that we did. You can look at my Instagram, JennyKittyWB, for some other pictures and videos of stuff we did as well.
Wow. Well, I'm going to spend some time looking at these pictures here because that's kind of cool. All right. It is KDWB on the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. Fallon and I didn't go anywhere really exotic. I did make a trip to, maybe heard of it, Benihana.
Oh.
So it was pretty cool.
Yesterday?
I like to expose myself. No, it was a couple of days ago.
Oh,
before
so.
Thanksgiving. I like to expose myself to other cultures.
Yes.
At Benihana. So, or go to the Olive Garden.
I love that.
Kind of like being in Sicily.
Did I miss anything while I've been gone, by the way?
Drake the get entire arrested rest or of the staff got fired. No, yeah. Drake, no, nothing new. Drake, I don't know. Did you get arrested? Maybe he did. I forgot to tell us.
Drake did pull a classic. He left his debit card at a bar in Wisconsin, and an hour into his trip back home, remembered and had to go back an hour to get it.
It was so frustrating.
No.
And on top of it, they charge 20% when you do that. I don't know if you knew that. Yeah.
Well, they charge you a tip of your tab,
No, it was like 20% of the entire bill.
Oh.
And Drake got people fired up about supper clubs in Wisconsin.
Yeah, we had a big discussion about supper clubs and whether they exist and whether they're not a thing. And it just was all over the place. So did you miss anything substantial?
No, not really. Christmas
Wish
started. That's a big one that you missed.
Okay. Yeah.
So we'll have another one coming up. Thank you for being here. Go check out Jenny's pictures. You get a chance. And maybe it'll inspire you to go travel somewhere because I'm not a world traveler.
You've been to Japan. You can say you're a world traveler now.
I went to Japan, and it was probably the most exotic trip that I will ever go on in my entire life. So, but
even
would
more
you
exotic than the Dells?
The Dells. They got that Noah's Ark water park over there. Yeah. Oh, it's gorgeous.
Yes, it is.
And would you recommend Thailand as a vacation?
I absolutely would. I would say do a little more planning than what I did because that everyone tells you to go with the flow. And I got to be honest, it's not as easy as you think.
Yeah.
Like, it really isn't, not when you don't speak the language of everyone
Totally.
So I think you need to do a little more planning. And other than that, yeah, absolutely. It was amazing.
With your belly problems, did you learn to say, where's the bathroom? Where's the restroom?
No, I just always had like an exit plan of where I knew I needed to go if that came up.
She carried around a Target bag and a box of Kleenex.
Gross. God. A white Target bag,
Jenny.
Not even like a Cub brown bag?
One of the thick ones, though, so it was better. All right, we'll be right back on KDWB. Welcome back, Jenny. We're glad you're here.
Thank you.
It is KDWB. Of course it is. What else would you be listening to? Dave's Dirt is coming up in a minute on KDWB. Got some things we got to cover on Dave's Dirt, some lifestyle, some showbiz, things like that. And then Christmas Wish comes up a little bit later on. Love to hear from you if there's anything you need or a comment or a question or a birthday or baby shout out. We're always here at KDWB1. That's
double dipping at your football tailgate. The Dave Ryan Show on 101.3 KDWB. It's time for Dave's Dirt on 101.3 KDWB.
All righty, let's jump into this. I watched the full speech. If you have time today, go watch it. Adam Sandler received like this Lifetime Achievement Award, and he said that his daughters wrote the speech. Obviously, they didn't, but it's very funny. It's longer than this. Here's a clip.
Dear well-dressed dignitaries, highly educated hipsters, and various other plus ones of the Gotham Awards. Thank you for giving our daddy, Mr. Adam Sandler, this prestigious lifetime, all-time, primetime GOAT Achievement Tribute Award.
It is so funny. You have to watch. I literally was in tears because it started off with him saying, my daughters asked if I wrote a speech for this, and I said no, and they said, rude, and they insisted on writing the speech for him. And so
he's still funny.
And they were like, please read it in your stupid Southern accent. So he goes, will do. Anyway, go check it out. Very, very funny. Also, the 70s show, remember that show? They have the 90s show. A lot of the cast members are coming back for this version. It's basically the 70s show's kids. And the first trailer has dropped.
Hey, Grandma. Hey, Grandpa.
Okay, kids, the basement is all yours.
Lights on. Shirts on and no dancing.
No dancing. You're like the guy from Footloose.
Okay.
It's so funny that the 90s were long enough ago that they can do a retrospective, not a, whatever you call it.
I know.
Like they did with the 70s show back in the 90s. That's crazy.
It is. And everyone's been talking about the new Avatar movie. It's crazy that that's finally coming out. And I saw Zoe Saldana talking about it. She goes, it deals with water. That's what I can tell you. And we're like, wow, thanks for all the details. Sam Worthington talks about filming it in a tank underwater.
We're doing the scene, and I realize I'm 30 feet underwater. And that's how we do these scenes. We put emotional scenes in a big tank with no scuba. We all learned how to free dive, this great technique.
Yeah, we had Sigourney Weaver on, and she said she learned.
She's part fish. It's incredible.
And this is a new show I'm going to be checking out. It's called Back in the Groove, Mommy Issues. It's a dating show, and on Monday, find me in front of my TV. Hulu subscribers will get to premiere this dating show. It's three women in their 40s meeting two dozen shirtless men who are half their age.
I love it.
Me too. It promises, this is what they're, I'm going to read their tagline. This promises to be eye candy with a kinky twist. One of the dudes has not told the others that they're hitting on his mother. One of the guys on the island is, oh God, it's his mom.
I know somebody who, it is the ex-wife of somebody who used to work here at the radio station, and she is now single, and she's about 45 years old.
Yeah.
And she, I haven't talked to her in a long time, like maybe a couple of years, but she was meeting guys on wherever you meet guys for just purely for hookups. And she was finding that, like, guys in their 20s are ready to go. They don't care. They'll come over. They'll do it. They'll hit it. They'll leave. She'll never see him again.
Yeah.
And she was loving life. And I was like, are you safe? And she's like, so far. I'm like, okay.
But you said you haven't talked to her in a couple of years?
Yeah. Honestly, she got a little bit weird.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I don't know. It was just, I mean, good for you for hooking up with random 25-year-olds. Because you get a random 25-year-old who gets a chance to have sex with a 45-year-old, no strings attached.
Yeah.
It's easy pickings. It's like, yeah, they're easy coming out of the woodwork.
Oh, my gosh. Guess what? They finally came to an agreement. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are officially divorced. So the settlement is a 58-page settlement. It says Kanye will surrender one of their mansions to Kim, and he has to provide $200,000 in child support every month. Well, she has enough money, but also she's got to pay something. I mean, yeah,
and he's a billionaire or a former billionaire.
Former. So. And I haven't been following this, but I know a lot of people have. So the United States is advancing to the round of 16 in the World Cup after yesterday's 1-0 win over Iran. So
I got a clip of the win. You want to hear it?
U.S. players are gassed. Iranians are up. It comes into the box again. An Iranian player looking for a penalty. And the game is over. Woo! Exhale, America. The United States of America 1, Iran 0.
I guess there is one issue. The win cost them a little bit because I guess Christian, I don't know how to say his last name. He was injured, and I think he's a very important player because he scored the game's only goal, and he injured his groin while scoring that goal. So, yeah, you know me, I'm worried about the team.
It's interesting because coincidentally, yeah. Drake just pulled a groin muscle too.
He did?
It wasn't his. But he did pull a groin muscle.
Ooh.
Is he okay now?
I'm okay.
No, yeah. I mean, no, is he
not
okay?
You.
Oh, am I? Oh, is he? Oh, yeah, he's fine. I thought you were talking about me.
All right. That is it for The Dirt on KDWB. Couple of shout outs. Shout out to the Allina Health nurses who vote on the strike today.
Good luck.
Good luck. Shout out to my baby girl, Delilah, for eating her first handful of snow yesterday. The face expressions were hilarious, but she loved it.
Cute.
And we'll be back in a minute with them. We're going to do something kind of dumb and fun. Drunk or a kid. Basically, you're going to listen to this clip, and you're going to tell me whether this was a drunk that did this or a kid that did this. Here's an example.
I got out of bed, stripped naked, and squatted and peed on my clothes.
Okay, so now this could have been either like an 8-year-old girl, like maybe dreaming, confused, whatever, or a drunk that just got home from Cowboy Jack's and had to pee.
I literally did that as a child. I peed into a laundry basket.
Okay, and I've known drunk adults who got out of bed and peed on the floor.
Yeah.
So was she drunk or a kid?
I got out of bed, stripped naked, and squatted and peed on my clothes.
We got a bunch of these and you'll...
Always free to listen on the iHeartRadio app, because who would pay for them? The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
We should make ourselves only available on Patreon and see how that goes. Like, okay, the Dave Ryan Show only available on Patreon. Wait, okay, let's see. We got Nate from Apple, Cookie, and Angie from New Orleans, and that's it. Okay, pretty much it. All right.
Jake would do it, and I'd get pissed because he's spending our money to listen.
By the way, I was giving a shout out to nurses that are voting today, Allina nurses, and I got another text that said, hey, it's all Metro and Duluth, Twin City, Twin Port hospitals with Minnesota Nurses Association all voting today. I got this from a children's nurse. They are voting today, so good luck with that one. Let's find out whether this woman was drunk or a kid when this happened.
I got out of bed, stripped naked, and squatted and peed on my clothes.
God. I would say this was a drunk.
Yeah. The only reason I question is because they took off their clothes, and a lot of time drunks aren't even in clothes.
That's a good point.
Oh, no, kid.
Let's find out.
I was a drunk adult. Yep. Okay. My boyfriend and I have gone to a college party, and I really can't explain why, but I guess I needed to go, and I popped out of bed from a dead sleep, stripped down completely naked, and he woke up while I was peeing on my clothes I'd just taken off, and when he asked what I was doing, I apparently pissed like a cat, like...
Hissed.
Him, and I told him I scratched his eyes out and on his pillow. Anyway, we got married 2 years later, and we've been married for 5 years now. So, Catwoman out.
Wow. Okay, good story. A drunk or a kid?
So I shot a spit wad and nailed my teacher between the eye.
Okay, if you shot a spit wad and nailed the teacher between the eyes, then it's obviously a kid.
Unless you're in college.
And that could be it, too.
I was a little kid. We were at Denny's, and it was a fundraiser for our school or something like that. But anyway, my buddy was sitting at a booth across from us with his folks, and I thought, you know, I was being sneaky about it. Mm. And right about the time I was about to launch it, my mom yelled my name, Kevin. And, you know, this caused my aim to shift upon, you know, firing, ending up a few tables over, and drilled my teacher right between the eyes. I got my handed to me and never shot another spit wad again.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Let's find out whether this person was drunk or a kid.
So this isn't about me. It's about my older sister. She took a poo in a football helmet.
Why do drunk people adult. Choose things that are like impossible to clean, like a purse or something?
Drunk adult, because if you did it as a kid, it'd be kind of funny, but not as memorable if you're a drunk adult. So what are you going to vote, drunk adult?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
She was in kindergarten, a little kid, of course, and she had asked the teacher to go to the bathroom. The teacher would not allow her to go to the bathroom. So class went on for a few minutes, and needless to say, when she was no longer in the teacher's eye direction, she went over into the play area where he had all the dress-up stuff, and there was a football helmet. She proceeded to pull down her pants and take a poo. And I'll tell you, that story has haunted her her entire life.
I would think it would, yeah, because imagine you get the phone call or you pick up little Cindy Lou from daycare, and Miss Jacobson says, little Cindy Lou pooped in a football helmet. And you're kind of disgusted, but at the same time, you're like, really? Whoa, why?
I will tell you, as someone who has a kid that's like kind of newly-ish, you know, for the past few months potty trained, when they say they have to go, it's like to the point where they have to go in that moment. It's like they don't know they have to go until it's like immediate.
Yep.
So there's no way I would tell the kid no. I would be like, yeah, we go potty.
Who gets to wash out the football helmet? Yikes.
Yeah, no kidding,
shout out daycare providers. Appreciate it. Okay, another drunk or a kid. And here it is.
I attempted a backflip in the driveway and I scraped my knuckles raw.
Okay, so they attempted a backflip in the driveway.
Oh, that's a drunk.
You think it's a drunk?
Yeah.
I could go either way on this one, because you could also picture a kid going, watch this, I got this. But you're probably right. Let's find out if they were drunk or a kid. What do you think?
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah.
I was at a kegger, and I was trying to hit on this girl and told her I can backflip like no other. So she followed me out front, and instead of attempting it in the grass, I went straight to the driveway. Mm. If you've done backflips before, you know the moment it's not going to happen.
Yep.
I covered my head to protect it, and when I did, every single knuckle drug across the concrete, and I was a bloody mess. Good news is it still sealed the deal, and we've been married for 15 years now.
So it did
work.
Okay, I mean, I guess. Congrats. All right. Last one, drunk or a kid. Here we go.
I ate an entire cake made out of sand.
Okay. Now, this is obviously a kid.
When
you're a kid, you pretend inedibles are edible. I used to eat toothpaste and tell myself it was candy.
Oh.
And then my cousin pointed out one time, he's like, I like toothpaste. And I'm like, oh, God, you're right. It's not candy. It's toothpaste. There was a kid in our class named Ruby that used to eat crayons and pretend that they were different flavors, like the red was apple and the green was, I don't know, lime or whatever.
Every time you tell a story about your youth, it makes so much sense why you have stomach issues. You put the weirdest things into your body and did the strangest things. Like talking about how you would go outside and pick up pine needles and smoke them when you were
kidding. No, not pine needles. No, they're little teeny tiny little things. I don't know what they're called, but they have things. If you squeeze them, they look like tobacco. I put it in a corn cob pipe. Yes, a corn cob pipe. Smoked it in the treehouse till I was woozy.
Okay, you're proving my point.
Okay.
You're proving my
but
point.
But were they drunk or a kid?
I ate an entire cake made out of sand.
This is a kid. This is a kid.
Yeah.
Kid.
I was a little kid. Okay. I was about 10, and we lived close to the beach. So one weekend, I went down with a bucket and brought it back home, made this big cake. And when this girl I liked that lived down the street came over, I told her I wanted to show her something. I guess I thought it would impress her. Anyway, worst idea ever. She was grossed out. My mom was pissed. It was just bad all around.
How do you pass sand anyway? Oh, my God. That's going to be bad going in and going out.
Internal exfoliant. Oh.
All right. That is it. Drunk or a kid on KDWB. We spend 34 hours of our lives doing this. It's something we don't like to do. We find ourselves doing it nearly always around this time of the year. Susan has already done it. We spend 34 hours of our lives doing this. And I don't tell, I will, nobody likes it. I'll tell you what it is coming up next on You Can't Make This Stuff Up on KDWB Christmas Wish in about an hour.
101.3 KDWB. You can't make this stuff up. 2, 3, 4.
Every year we find ourselves doing this. We don't like to do it, but we go, oh, God. And we start untangling Christmas lights. It's true. Oh. A survey found that on average, we spend about 34 hours of our lives untangling holiday lights and a half a day picking up fallen pine needles from living trees in our homes.
Just wrap the lights when you put them away each year.
They find a way. They animate themselves during the summertime.
Oh my God.
And they go, okay, you move over there. Yeah. Come over here behind me. Yeah, get way behind me. Then go around me four times.
That's insane.
So this is what the lights do, because you get them out of the box around this time of the year, and they're all tangled up. We have one of those fake Christmas trees. Susan's got two. She loves Christmas. Yeah. One's a regular tree, and then one's a fake tree that's already pre-lit.
That's what ours is.
Of fake course. Pre-lit. Half the lights on the pre-lit fake tree don't work.
That sucks. I thought you got rid of that one because of that.
That was a few years ago. We got rid of that one because they all stopped working. So we bought another one. And now the very tip top of the tree doesn't work.
You just got to screw some of the light bulbs around. Usually that'll like cause them to work. Because that happened to mine. The top half wasn't working for me. So I just messed with a few of them. And one of them I just screwed a little bit. And then it started working.
You know what? Sometimes that works, because last night the snowblower wasn't working and Carson was snowblowing the driveway. So he gets it started. He pushes it out the driveway and he comes back in. He's like, it's not working. So I go out there and sure enough, it was pushing snow rather than throwing snow. So all I did is I took the little spout that ejects the snow and I
smacked
it a couple of times. Yeah. Next thing you know, it's throwing snow across the yard. I'm like, there you go. Dad fixed it.
Oh, good.
I think
job,
he was
Dave.
Kind of impressed. Yeah. A couple of other things we do. Spend more than 2 days of our lives decorating Christmas trees. A day and a half picking up or vacuuming pine needles from your living tree.
That's why I'm done with real trees. I understand the appeal, but God, the dry needles and stuff, they drive me nuts.
We spend 2.5 years planning and preparing for the main holiday meal. And 164 weeks, or just over 3 years of our lives, preparing for guests to arrive. Now, to be clear, that's 3 years of cleaning and tidying up and getting ready and making food and things like that.
My family just alerted me that they are flying in from Orlando and staying with us for a few days over the holiday.
Let's go back a second. Your family told you, with no invitation, that they're coming in from Orlando to stay with you for a couple of days.
They know it's an open invitation
over
Christmas.
It is an open invitation? Yes. Okay, gotcha.
I mean, she confirmed before she booked it, because they're leaving Christmas Eve night. And I said, well, if mom can take you to the airport, then yes, you can come, because we host Christmas Eve. Mm. So I'm not going to leave in the middle of Jake's family gathering to take you to the airport.
Yeah, go to the airport. Exactly.
And she was like, okay. And my mom said, fine. Yeah, no problem. So
okay, good.
Yes, very exciting.
Glad you got that all straightened out.
Yeah.
Jenny is back from Thailand. You can see your pictures online on DaveRyanShow.com. And some beautiful pictures.
I haven't had a chance to look yet. I'm going to next.
So, I mean, it's so cool. I'm so impressed with Jenny, because that is an exotic trip where you're going not too touristy. You know, like you go to France, it's very touristy. You go to Italy, it's very touristy. And there's all kinds of people that speak English. And the culture is not terribly different than it is here. You know what
I mean?
Did
you feel safe?
Yes. Absolutely. I was a teeny bit nervous, but I had read like plenty of blogs from women who have traveled there by themselves, and they've said it's one of the safest countries.
Do they like Americans there?
Yes.
They do.
I mean, they're known as the land of smiles, and truly they were the nicest people. Yeah. Like the Thai people were so friendly. I mean, there was obviously a lack of communication between people, but let me tell you something that is just amazing to people who do not speak the same language is Google Translate.
Oh, yeah.
Because we didn't have service half the time, and sometimes our drivers, because they have something called Grab that's like Uber over there, and our drivers like would be like, I don't know where you're going, and we try to explain it, and then they'd whip out their phones and start talking in Thai into their Google, and then we'd be able to talk back to them in
Google
English.
Translate,
and
yeah.
So that was good. But no, I felt extremely safe. There was one point where I walked off at this night market to go to the bathroom, and it felt like a little bit sketchy area, like by myself, but like
it could be anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. I could be experiencing that literally anywhere, but no, I felt extremely safe.
That's
there.
Good. I was, because when we went to Nicaragua, I did not feel that way. And our tour guide, even, I feel like, kind of built it up even more about how unsafe it is to drive and how people will pull you over and take your ID and you have to give them money or they won't give it back to you.
That's what they say there too.
Yeah. Our tour guide scared us a lot. And I say tour guide loosely with like a guy who had the Airbnb that like showed us a couple of things. But we were scared. Then we found, but then we ended up feeling safe in certain areas.
You know where safe? Myrtle Beach. Yeah. Myrtle Beach. They speak pretty good English down there, and they do have DoorDash.
So decent English, I'll tell you that.
It's pretty
what you understandable. Doing? Well, you won't.
What y'all doing?
Yeah. What you rooting round in?
What'd you say?
What you exactly?
What'd you what?
What you rooting round in?
What you rooting round in? All right, it's KDWB. Hey, let's talk about this for a second. Yesterday. Big snow day. Mm-hmm. There were car accidents spun out everywhere. I almost got hammered by a giant truck. I was on Highway 7 by Christmas Lake Road, and I started to slow down. The light's turning red, so I slow down. The big truck behind me, I could see him coming, and he is not. He's sliding right into me. Ugh. He was able to veer into the left turn lane, but he proceeded to slide right out into the intersection, came about 2 inches from hitting a truck that was turning in front of him. And I was like, dude, you're my hero because you dodged a serious accident
there. What time were you on 7?
Noonish. Okay. Right around there. Yeah. 7 was bad. 5 was bad. It was bad everywhere yesterday.
Yeah, Jake picked up our Olive's daycare. We got the email like, we're closing at 3 today. Come get your kids. And so Jake was already out for work. So he stopped and picked her up. And then he texted because he was stopped in traffic. And he was like, this is awful. He said he tried to go Highway 5, which is how he normally goes. And it was like closed for an accident. So he tried to go around to 7. It was closed for an accident. So he had to like do some back route through like Excelsior and everything to get home. Mm. And he was like, it was awful. It took so long. And, you know, your first thought is you hope everyone's okay. Because when you see like fire trucks and ambulances, you get worried. So anyway, hope everyone was okay after yesterday. A lot of accidents.
It was a reminder. And I kind of forget this every year. It's like when you need to stop, you got to stop. Way earlier than you think, because you can't stop like it's on dry pavement. So it is something to keep in mind. You know this. You've done this before. All right. Yesterday, we did a big fundraiser for Christmas Wish, and a lot of people didn't hear how much we finally raised. And by this time yesterday morning, through your donations, we were up to maybe $1,500, $2,000, something like that. And we thought, well, we're doing pretty good. By the end of the day, we got up to, what, nearly $30,000?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Without the Treasure Island match. So if you were donating yesterday.
Without?
Yeah, because we were near. Yeah, but I don't have all the numbers right.
Okay.
But it was right around there. We got nearly $30,000 without the match.
Okay.
So if you were listening yesterday and didn't hear how we did really well.
No kidding.
And that all goes toward Christmas Wish. Yeah, we did really well.
Okay.
That's awesome.
But like I said, I might have the numbers a little bit wrong, but it was very impressive because when Drake read the final total yesterday, it was like, are you kidding me?
Wait, Drake read it?
Okay. He did the math. Yes, he had a calculator.
Credit.
Thank you, Jenny. It was the joke because Drake was adding, and I go, are we trusting Drake adding this next door?
Listen, if it was wrong, then there is something real wrong with my phone because I was using a little calculator app.
Yeah.
Blame it on the phone. Yeah, no. So anyway, thank you for donating yesterday. We appreciate it, and we will definitely make sure your money is well spent and goes into the right person. Another Christmas Wish comes up in about an hour or so on KDWB. But coming up in a second, we'll tease your brain a little bit with Think Fast. I think Jenny is hosting Think Fast today. This is the thing where it's like name a cereal that starts with G.
Graham's.
How about Golden Grahams? They still make Golden Grahams?
Yeah.
And they do?
Delicious.
Okay. That's how it works. The different categories, different letters. We'll do it all coming up next.